Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are joined today by Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today. It's going to be an interesting topic. You mentioned 4-H recognition outline, and my first thought goes back to basic training where we had to figure out, hey, you see that plane flying overhead? Can you tell what it is? Not that kind of outline and not that kind of recognition. So let's educate folks.
Yes, yes. So usually you hear us kind of talk about the PIN applications and the PIN awards recognition in the fall at the end of our 4-H year. You know, it ends in September, and we're really pushing kids to apply for those PIN applications, and they get recognized at achievement night at the end of the year. But really what they need to be doing is looking at those and printing those off now, either at the beginning or at the middle of the year, because they want to make sure that they are doing the things that they need to do to get recognized for the awards as they progress through our programs. So the achievement pins are designed to help 4-H'ers move through our program, and it's to recognize their achievements and help them reach new milestones throughout their 4-H journey. The pins are awards, and it's in a series. As the members go on their 4-H journey to progress, these achievement pins required expand to challenge individuals to explore and engage more opportunities to develop new life skills. And so, just like I always tell our 4-H'ers, something that maybe your listening area is more familiar with is just how, like, a Boy Scout progresses through the Scouts program and at the end of his career is looking to get that Eagle Scout. These are very similar. And so there's a 9-step program that we encourage our 4-H'ers to go through. And at the very end of their career, we push them to what we call the Key Award. And so that's the big award at the very end that they can get. And so these have changed this year a little bit, so that's why I'm just drawing some attention to them and just to kind of give you a glance at what we're talking about here. So the first one is the membership pin, and it's very basic. Basically, your first year, all we require from you is that you attend meetings and you sign up in 4-H. And then I won't go through each one of these pin applications, but I'll give you kind of a glance at what the ending, the 9th pin looks like and what we expect from our 4-H'ers that have been in our program for 9+ years. So the first one is membership. The second one is bronze. Each year, these get a little bit more difficult, and we expect a little bit more from you. The third year is clover. Fourth year is emerald. Then we go to silver, silver guard, leadership, gold, and Gold Guard. So let's go ahead and just look at the Gold Guard. That's the last one before you can apply for your Key Award. And let's just go in and look at some of the requirements that we require of them. So there's 17 things on this application that you can achieve. Enroll in 4-H and attend meetings. You have to complete at least one record book form. You have to exhibit a project at the fair. You have to do something in the leadership project. These are requirements. You have to do a community service project. You have to hold an office in your club. And then some of the optional requirements, and you have to achieve 9 of the 17, things like serve on a club committee, serve on a county or district-wide committee, participate in a state or national event, chair a committee, take part in a statewide event like State Fair or go to Discovery Days. So it really gets more challenging as they progress through the program, but it's really to help structure, again, the journey through our 4-H program and help them grow those life skills and give them some guidance and, like, you know, oh, what should I be doing? Because, you know, our first-year 4-H members are not doing the same thing as our 4-H members that have been in our program for 9+ years. So it really adds good mobility through the program, and we encourage all of our 4-H'ers to print those off now and see where you're at on these. The office can help you if you're like, oh, Jess, yeah, I think we filled one of those out our first year, but I don't know if we've filled one out since. And the office keeps records of all of that here in the office, and we can help you navigate where you're at within the 9-pin structure achievement pins, and we're here to help, and we want your experience to be positive within the 4-H program. So I can't go in depth into all of them, Audrey, here on the radio today, but I hope people understand that these are important and it helps you progress through our program and have that positive experience and really challenges growth and leadership in your 4-H member.
I like the fact that they're not a requirement, but they are a nice incentive and a good recognition as well.
That's right. You know, I was just talking to some new members the other day. I saw this really great interview with Patrick Mahomes after he won his third Super Bowl ring, and they were asking him about, you know, how he had become so successful. And he was just saying, taking advantage of the right opportunities. And that's what the 4-H program is all about. It's just, we create these opportunities. No one's going to hold you accountable to them, but these are great opportunities to instill really great life skills, leadership skills within your children. And so this is one that you can take advantage of. And I was also going to share, so my grandpa had his pins, like they were very special to him. And we still have them in the family today. My mom has them.
Oh.
And we can go back and look at them. I still have all of my pins, you know, so it's really... Kids work hard for these things, and we probably don't even give them enough credit for what they do. But some of these, you know, when you're getting to that Gold Guard, kids are putting in a lot of that hard work. And so I'm proud of those that have tackled these and have worked through these, and encourage all of our 4-H members to take advantage of this opportunity.
Definitely. 4-H'ers and the volunteers should be recognized for everything that they do. And we will be posting a link to the application process?
Yes, that's right. So these are all on the state website that you can pull up now. So I will send that out. And again, if you're listening, you're like, oh, Jeff, where do I find that? Please just reach out to the office. We're here to help, 785-229-3520.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Jessica. Knowing the process behind this kind of thing is always fascinating. The behind-the-scenes stuff, and then being able to be out there and say, look, you've done a thing. Now everybody knows.
Yes, the structure and the inner workings of our program.
Yeah. How to, and get involved. And can they also call that number if they do want to get involved, like volunteer?
Yes.
Or sign up or whatever?
Yes, that is the office number that if you're looking to get involved in 4-H, we are here to help you figure that out.
All right. Y'all heard it here first, and second and third, I think. Thanks, Jessica, and have yourself a good day. We'll catch up with you soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.